So this Tata Communications piece is basically saying, hey, automation was cute, but orchestration is the real CX boss now.
Yeah, it's very much stop bolting bots onto your old contact center and start wiring everything through an orchestration fabric.
And of course, that fabric magically looks a lot like the Interaction Fabric product, which is on brand for a sponsored post.
Sponsored, but not wrong by default. The interesting bit is the claim that the bottleneck is shared context, not more models.
All right, back to CX. The central argument here felt pretty clean to me. Enterprises rushed AI into customer touchpoints, mostly by slapping conversational agents in front of legacy systems, and now everything is fragmented.
Right, so human agents end up doing detective work across 5 tools to figure out what the bot already promised the customer. The article keeps saying the real gap is a shared enterprise context, not just access to more data.
And they're explicit that old CX architecture was designed for linear, human-only routing. A call goes to one queue, one agent, one script. It was never built for real-time data flows between multiple AI agents, data lakes, and humans bouncing between WhatsApp, voice, and web.
Yeah, where it gets more interesting technically is their context-aware orchestration layer. They talk about an enterprise ontology and context graphs that connect identities, interactions, products, policies, decisions, outcomes, all that into one fabric.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically a domain knowledge graph plus event stream sitting under your CX stack. If you can keep it fresh and low latency, you really can have bots and humans act off the same picture of the customer instead of random CRM snapshots.
The latency part they hammered more than I expected. That data gravity line around legacy networks was good. If your network fabric wasn't built for the frequency of modern interaction data, then your context graph lags and the orchestration breaks.
Yeah, that's the one part where the vendor is actually underselling the pain. Stitching sentiment streams, transaction events, and routing logic across regions without jitter is hard. Saying the underlying network needs to be as agile as the AI is a polite way of saying, please upgrade your WAN.
Total upsell, but also fair. The bit that landed for me was the concrete fraud example. AI instantly blocks the card, sentiment analysis sees the caller is panicked, and orchestration routes to a human expert to handle the emotional side.
That's a solid pattern. Let the AI do the mechanical high-speed action, then use real-time signals to decide when to pull a human in so you don't torch trust.
This is very execution is no longer the bottleneck judgment is, but applied to call centers. The trick is what they're calling making AI a better partner for human agents. Shared visibility, shared context, and the AI living in the agent's workflow with summaries, next best Allison, that kind of stuff.
And that's where the shared ontology matters. If every team has its own definition of a journey, a product, or even what fraud case means, your context graph is just a pretty diagram. The article kind of waves at the ontology work without admitting how gnarly it is.
Yeah, they treat common enterprise vocabulary like a config toggle instead of a 6-month political project between CX, ops, legal, and whoever owns the data warehouse.
Exactly. Technically feasible, socially expensive.
So who actually needs to care about this in your view? Like if I'm running a 50-person support team on one modern SaaS, should I be daydreaming about enterprise ontologies?
Probably not. If you've got one primary channel, one system of record, and a small team, the marginal benefit of a whole interaction fabric is low. You can get most of the way with a good help desk, built-in AI assist, and some sane workflows.
Whereas if you're a bank with voice, branch, app, web, WhatsApp, and 3 different back office stacks, you're already living the fragmentation nightmare.
Yeah, for that world, the article is basically a mirror. You already have too many bots and channels, and your human agents are stuck reconciling contradictory histories. A shared context layer with orchestration on top is not optional there. It's the only way to make AI adoption not backfire.
I like that it also quietly reframes success metrics. It's not how many tasks did the bot automate, it's how smooth was the end-to-end outcome, including the human handoff, including the network latency, including whether the customer felt cared for.
Yeah, underneath the marketing, that's the useful shift. Less checklist automation, more coherent experiences. Even if you never buy Tata's fabric, that's a good design constraint to steal.
All right, I'm going to go write no more bolt-on bots on a sticky note and pretend that's our EP 907 thesis.
That is such a Vince version of orchestration.